Hello, my name is Sarah McIntyre and I'm here at the Edinburgh Book Festival having a really good time, and I've just launched a new title called Vern and Lettuce, which is a comic book about a sheep and a rabbit who live in a tower block in the city in a neighbourhood very much like my own. But actually, I'm going to read you a little bit of Morris the Mankius Monster, because comics don't read aloud so well, but this book is a cracker. It's the most disgusting book of the year, officially, and you can come by it to see the pictures, because they're even worse than the text. Starts out, Morris the Mankius Monster. Oh, I must say, it's written by Giles Andre, who also did Purple Ronnie. Okay, Morris the Mankius Monster lives in a house made of dung. It only smells stinky enough when it's damp, so he keeps the walls wet with his tongue. He sleeps in a bed of old compost, shoveled on lovely and thick. And when he gets up, he goes into the bathroom and gives all his scabs a good pick. His cheeks are encrusted with pustules, which dribble like hot melted cheese. Warm yellow wax oozes out of his ears, and his eyebrows are riddled with fleas. His forehead's all clammy and sticky, his breath reeks of rotten fish paste. And goodness knows what he collects in the creases and great folds of fat round his waist. If you look under his armpits, you're bound to find loads of dead bugs. He munches and crunches them in between meals, and then flosses his teeth with fresh slugs. He feeds off the snotty green bogies that lurk up his big hairy nose. And sometimes he nibbles the poisonous mold which he scrapes off the end of his toes. He washes this down with cold snail slime, collected from underneath the rocks. But just to make sure that it's tasty enough, Morris filters it first through his socks. It's years since he last changed his t-shirt. It's crusty and crawling with ants. His shoes are all slurpy and squelchy inside. And potatoes grow out of his pants. His fingernails badly need cutting. They're terribly grimy and black. He uses them daily to scratch at his warts and to squish the big boils on his back. If Morris starts feeling too tidy, he always knows just what to do. He has a long bath in the sewage canal and then washes his hair in the loo. You may think he's foul and disgusting, but really, in spite of all this, there's nothing he loves more than making new friends. So he's coming to give you a kiss. And that is Morris the Mankius Monster by Giles Andre and me, the illustrator, Sarah McIntyre. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed that fabulous piece of literature. Yes, it's been great being here at the festival. I've really enjoyed it. The kids and I have been making comics, and we've done something called a comics jam, which is, it's like a musical jam session where instrumentalists, you know, take turns playing parts, but actually it's making comics in turns. It's a bit like the game of consequences, but somebody will make one comics panel, then everyone swaps paper, somebody does another comics panel, and by the end of it you get a really interesting story because your character has gone for this wild adventure you never expected it to go on. So I'm having a lot of fun with comics. I think comics are a great way partly to get kids reading, but also just to enjoy reading. And it makes them think about pictures and words and how stories work. Because with a comics jam, the kids can't just make a story that no one understands, but everyone goes, oh, that's sweet. They actually have to make it comprehensible to the next person. So they really have to focus on clarity and storytelling. And I think they've just had a great time at it, actually. They don't realize they're actually learning things. And the other thing we've been doing is making lots and lots of monsters and aliens. So yesterday at the Craig Miller Library, we had a massive roll of paper and made about 50 meters of monsters and aliens and with googly eyes and tentacles and bogies and everything. And the kids were absolutely shrieking with disgust and horror and happiness. So I love my job. Drawing bogies all day suits me just fine.